The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Proverbs 18:24 talks about a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Was the author of Proverbs intentionally, specifically referring to Jesus Christ? Let's talk about it today here on Grace in Focus, and we're glad you're joining us, friend. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We're located in North Texas. We have a website where you can find out more about us. It is faithalone.org. You can find many articles there written from our free grace position. We have a bookstore, and we have an online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree. It's called GES Seminary. Find out all the details and come study with us at GES Seminary. Our website again, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We've mentioned it a couple times in here, but GES is, Lord willing, going to come out with a Old Testament commentary.
And when will that be ready?
Well, we're talking about in 26, right?
December
right.
of 2026.
Right, the end of
we're,
the year.
We're hoping to have all of the commentaries done by August of 2025. And then you and I and Philippe Sterling are going to edit all those commentaries for a year until August of 2026. And then hopefully at that point we can typeset it, proof it, and print it and have it ready by December of 2026. You have written buku number of commentaries. How many? Seven or eight?
I can't remember really. First and Second Kings and Deuteronomy and Jeremiah and part of Psalms and Proverbs. And we're looking at one of the Proverbs in this one. And what we're trying to do, basically, it's like our New Testament commentary.
Right.
Now, obviously, you know, one volume commentary isn't going to give into much detail.
Which may end up two or three, by the way.
Right. It may be a two-volume thing. We're working all that out. But we thought we would, for a couple of podcasts here, give you a flavor of the kind of things we're talking about here. And in my case, going through Proverbs, I came upon Proverbs 18:24, and I'm going to read that.
And you did a blog on this, too.
Yeah, we got
which I thought was an excellent blog, by the way.
Yeah, and it might wind its way into the magazine. But here it is. Here's what Proverbs 18:24
and this is a very famous proverb, and it's a very practical one, too.
Sure. There's some issues that come up over it.
Right.
Anyway, here's what the proverb says. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And what I say in my blog, and kind of a humorous story that many of you have probably heard this before, it's little Johnny's in Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher says, Johnny, what is gray, lives in a tree, and hides nuts?
And has a furry tail.
And little Johnny goes, well, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sounds like a squirrel to me. You know, and of course, the joke is that in Sunday school, if someone asks you a question, just say the answer is Jesus.
And some people actually say Proverbs 18:24 is talking about Jesus.
Absolutely. You know, that last phrase, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
And that's Jesus.
And that's Jesus.
Which is, of course, true, but that's not
right.
I mean, it doesn't sound like that's what Proverbs was talking about. And by the way, there is also a textual issue in the first half, right? Mm-hmm. I'm noticing in my New King James, it says that's following the Greek manuscripts.
Right.
But the Syriac, Targum, Vulgate, and Masoretic text reads, a man who has friends may come to ruin.
Right.
But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
And certainly, as we're going to see in Proverbs 19, there's support for that view. A guy with a lot of friends comes to ruin, and we'll talk about that,
yeah.
The different options there. And, of course, when it says there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother, we can think in the New Testament, for example, I no longer call you, you know, I now call you friends. When Jesus
right.
talks to the disciples, that Jesus is the friend of disciples.
Right.
You know, and so there are people who would say that here in Proverbs 18:24, you know, in the Gospels when Jesus says, I'm your teacher and I am, and I'm your Lord, I am, but now I'm going to call you friends.
Right.
And so those would say, well, Solomon is looking forward to that. You know, he's seeing ahead. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
So they're not just saying this verse has some application to Jesus.
Right.
they're saying Solomon was actually intentionally writing about Messiah.
Yeah, you hear, you know, because, I mean, we've all heard it, right? Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Right.
And then they will read Proverbs 18:24, and they're like, oh, well, that's what Solomon is talking about. And so the question is that a legitimate way to interpret this passage at all? I mean, should I come to Proverbs 18:24 and see Christ in it? And that's one of the issues of the Old Testament commentary in general, right?
Right.
Like when
a lot of people are seeing Christ in every passage.
Right. And, you know, like, for example, Spurgeon, I read that when he preached, he found the cross in every passage he preached in. You know, you could be preaching any passage in the Old Testament. And in fact, I don't remember what it was, but he said he came to faith by hearing a sermon, I think in, I can't remember what Old Testament book it was.
Well, some people, like with Esther, you know, they've got Haman and they've got the gallows and they've got Esther and they've got Mordecai, and everybody represents somebody else. Like,
right.
I think Mordecai represents Jesus because he's used to save Esther, and Esther represents
the church.
And Haman represents the devil. Is that it?
I'm sure he does.
Or something.
Yeah.
Everybody's
or the man of sin, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that Haman, you know, in the tribulation, he's going to try to destroy the Jewish nation.
Right, but he ends up getting destroyed
and then
himself.
And he gets destroyed himself.
And so they have all this stuff, but one of the things that I think it's important, anytime you think something is a type of something else, it's a kind of a figure for something else, it's important that we have other biblical evidence of that fact.
Right.
Because people are capable of seeing types everywhere and seeing Jesus everywhere.
Right.
So if this verse is talking about Jesus, we would expect to see some later verse that gives us a hint.
More than what he says to the
more
that
than
I
just
call
saying
you, friends.
You are my friends.
Right,
know,
right.
If
and
you do what I commanded you.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2025 National Conference is May 19th through 22nd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones, great teaching. Our theme this year is dispensationalism and rewards. VBS for kids, too. More information and early bird registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
In Mark 3, when Jesus says, who is my mother and my brother?
Right.
You know, it's these who do my will. Well, Jesus is closer than a brother. You know,
right.
Anyway, but to go back to, let me just say that I don't think Solomon has Jesus in mind at all.
Right.
Here in Proverbs 18:24. And you mentioned the other translation or the versions that say, a man who has friends
may come to ruin. Yeah.
Well, look in the next chapter, 19:4, so just a few verses later. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. In other words, you can have a lot of friends, but what happens when your money runs out?
Yeah.
You know, like the prodigal son, right?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of friends, but why do I have a lot of friends? Do they like me? Because I'm just such a charming and interesting guy.
Because you're buying the drinks,
you're buying
the meals, you're the life of the party, and then when the money runs out, no one gave him anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And then look a few verses later, verse 7. All the brothers of the poor hate him, because they can't get anything out of him, right? How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. And so what you see in Proverbs is that friends will often abandon
you. Yeah.
Exactly. So a man may have a lot of friends, but then he says, but there is the kind of friend, and obviously I've added a word there, there's a kind of friend that sticks closer. We would say a true friend.
Right.
A true friend doesn't abandon you. A true friend sticks with you, you know.
Even closer than a brother.
That's right. And we all know that, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, how many people do we know where say, he's like a brother to me?
Right.
You know, or what he means is in many cases, he's even closer to me than my brother is, you know.
Well, we all have situations like that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So then the question is Solomon talking about Jesus? Okay, so
I'm going to say no. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no.
Yeah, and we're going to get to why this is important. You say, well, what difference does it make? And like you said earlier, well, certainly we can apply this to Jesus. Jesus is a friend that's closer than a brother. You know, Mark 3, you know, you're my brothers if you do my will, if you're obeying me. you know, I'm your friend. And obviously Jesus is the best friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, right? And so he's our friend. But I think what Solomon is saying, if we're going to be true to the end of 18 here, and then what he says at the beginning of 19 is this, as he's given instructions to his son, understand that there's people who are only going to be your friend because they think they can get something out of you. And when things get tough, they're going to abandon you.
Right.
But look for those friends who are going to stick with you. That's wisdom. Value those kind.
And also, I think you said in your blog, be the kind of friend that doesn't abandon your friends.
There you go.
Be the kind of friend that sticks closer than a brother.
And this is why this is important, and Bob just said it. When I'm looking at 18:24, I'm not saying, oh, that's Jesus. As if that doesn't, if it's not
it,
talking
it should
to me.
Be me.
Yeah, but Solomon is talking to me.
Now, of course, Jesus is the par excellence example of this.
Right.
We all know John 3:16. 1 John 3:16 says, he laid down his life for us. Therefore, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So he is the prime example of this. But that doesn't mean that Solomon intended the Lord Jesus here, or even that the Holy Spirit intended the Lord Jesus here.
We're reading way too much in that. This is an admonition to Solomon's son and to us. That's the kind of friend I need to be.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to have fellowship with people thinking, what can I get out of it? And, you know, okay, he's rich. He can help me out. So I'm going to be around him. But boy, as soon as he can't help me,
I'm
out of here. And so, yeah, we say a funny story, you know, about the squirrel. Well, that's Jesus. It'd be very easy to read verse 24 and say, well, that has nothing to say to me. He's talking about Jesus. No, it has everything to say to me.
So it's very practical.
Very practical. And I think it's very practical when we teach others that this is the way the world operates.
Well, John goes on after 1 John 3:16. He says, whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need,
right,
but doesn't actually give them what they need, he's saying, how does the love of God abide in him?
Exactly.
And James says the same thing in James 2:15-16.
Exactly. And so the question is, who is the friend that sticks closer to a brother?
It should be us.
It should be me. He's talking to me. Yeah.
Let that be me.
Yes. Not, we can apply it to Jesus maybe, but Solomon's talking to me. Well, that gives you a taste of kind of the things we're going to see in the Old Testament commentary. And until it comes out,
keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a great weekend and come back and join us again on Monday for another episode of this program. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.